Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We are going to continue in our series on authority. Well, we don't like that word, do we? But it's huge, because when you understand it, it just removes a lot of cloudy areas in your life. It brings clarity to what's really, really going on. That's why Jesus said, you know, or the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint or perish. Word perish means lack of discipline and lack of self-control. But the word restraint means there's no restraints. Anything goes. But you see, where there is vision, there are restraints. And there is vision, clarity. So restraints help you to see. They help you to see. And the restraints are what God's authority, and what God's established the authority in our life to help you to see His way. That's what He's trying to get us all to do, is to see things His way. Perception. The word repent is metanoia, and it literally means to perceive, the noia part, the part of the mind. It means perception. So Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, you got to change your mind about heaven. It's not what you think it is. You have to change your way you think. And when you change the way you think, now you start to see things the way God sees them. And that's what it takes. It's a total, it's continuous renewing of your mind. And without that renewing of your mind, you can't do the will of God. So that's what we're talking about. Who do I got back there? Is that Taylor? Hey, Taylor. Taylor Bug. Somebody calls her Taylor Bug. I'm going to do that too. All right. So this is our graphic. And I got this week, just kind of, we're still talking about authority, but this is something God has shown me this week as I was studying and thinking about you all and praying for you all and laboring over this word, and there's a lot goes into it. And so this is what He gave me. But Christina, yesterday morning I got this, and I called her last minute, and I said, can you make me a graphic? And I said, I want to talk about creation. I want to talk about sin. I want to talk about redemption. And I want to talk about new creation. See, when you read the Bible, that's what you're looking at. You're either looking at creation, sin, redemption, or new creation. That's when you read the Bible. And so this is like an overview of the Bible today. I'm going to give you a picture of what's going on. This is going to change your life. This word is going to help you today. It says you can't be in this room and not get help if you came here to hear God's word. But if you just came here to say, well, I'm going to church today. I went to church today. You know, some people just like to tell people, I went to church. That's not what it's about, right? If you come to receive what God has, you're going to get something. And it's going to help you. That's just how it is. It will help you immensely if you understand. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing understanding. It says in Proverbs 2, 11 and 12, understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. We need deliverance from the evil way. Don't say, well, I don't. Not me. If that's an attitude, you know, we can talk a little bit afterwards. But that's pride. And pride will suck the life out of you. Pride will suck the life out of you. And see, people have been hurt. Deeply hurt. I mean deeply hurt and wounded. You know, people have come in this church, molestation. As a child. That right there leaves a wound. It takes a minute, it takes a while to get healed over. Deeply hurt from rejection. Rejection leaves an infection in your person, in who you are. When you've been deeply rejected. Divorce. You know, just tragedies in your life. And you're trying to process it. God is going to help you today. I'm telling you. Because He's redeeming His people. He's redeeming His people. You know, and you're going to see it. Derek always says, well, if I can see it, how can I unsee it? And that's what we're working on today. We're going to give them something to work with today, Derek. You're going to see it, big boy. All right. So, it talks about in Titus chapter 2, and I'm just getting started. I'm just giving you a little perk you up here a little bit. Grace, remember, grace is God's part. Faith is our part. Grace is God's part. Faith is our part. It says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, we are saved by grace through faith. Saved by grace through faith. So we have to believe, and then the grace comes to save us. You see that? And it's ongoing. You have to believe it, and then the grace comes to save you. See, here's what happens. People get hurt, then they have this hyper-independence. Hyper-independence. Well, I'm going to protect myself. I don't need you to tell me. Or I'm going to protect. I mean, I've been around this train a few times. This is not my first rodeo. That's pride. And it's self-preservation. And it can't fulfill God's will. And you'll put that on your children, your children's children, and you'll put that on your family. You see that? When you've been hurt and you're not dealing with it, pride will come up and stop the love of God from flowing in your life. You need the love of God in order for the grace of God to save you. You see that? So it says in Titus 2:11, it says, the grace of God that brings salvation has been given to us to teach us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously in this present evil age. Where we can only live soberly. Soberly means not under the influence. We're not going to be under any other influence other than God. When we're under the influence of God, grace comes and saves us so we can fulfill His will. You see that? And it teaches us how to live here now. Teaches us how to live here now. Now, it goes on to say, the grace of God that brings salvation has been given to us to teach us that denying ungodliness, we should live soberly and righteously in this present age, looking for the blessed hope. You see, we're looking for the blessed hope. We're looking for a hope that's alive. It's living hope. A joyful anticipation of good. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior who loved us and gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed. Lawless means willful disobedience to the authority of God. So He wants to redeem us from every lawless deed. Every time we're willfully obeying God. He can redeem us from that. See? Redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself his own special people, zealous for good works. So he's redeeming us. That's why you need to be in a church where the word of God is being prophesied over you, spoken over you. Because remember, the word vision and revelation are synonymous. They're the same words. When the word of God is spoken over you, you get God's vision and his revelation. And the word revelation and vision means a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. So God is uncovering something in you and showing you maybe where you've been rejected. And there's an infection. And God will show you that. And he sends his word to heal you. See that? Psalms 107, verse 20. He sends his word to heal, to bring healing into your life so you can be effective in advancing his kingdom. And not the love of God won't stop. It'll continue to flow. And you'll enjoy his love and his grace in your life. But if it stops, you'll be miserable. You'll be bitter and negative and jaded and always cutting down and criticizing everything and everything around you. God didn't create you to be that way. Am I making sense? I'm going to preach in a minute. So, I want you to look at, we're going to, Taylor, give me Titus 2:15. Now, get a hold of this. This word, this book, Titus, means you can make it. You can make it. But see, we've been talking about authority and the importance of understanding. Now watch. Look what it says. Speak these things. That's what we're doing, right? Speak these things. Exhort, rebuke with what? All authority. You see, when you're under authority and you speak that, now you have authority. See, but if you're not under authority, under God's authority, then you're not going to have any authority when you speak. And you want authority when you're raising your children. You want authority in your life. You know, you say something good to your wife, you want that to have authority on it. So that carries when she goes wherever she goes. That she knows she's secure and loved by you because it has authority on it. See, love has authority. You see that? Now watch this. Let no one despise you. The word despise means disesteem. No value. Let no one devalue you because you're speaking this. We encourage everybody to speak words of benediction here. Always speak well of your spouse, your children, the people under your roof. Always. When you cut them down and speak negative over them, you are being used by the devil. That's just how it is. It's time to speak well. When you begin to do that, you'll see things change in your life and the people up under your roof. Always speak. Let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth. Ephesians 4:29. Only that which gives grace to the hearer. Grace. I'm getting that from God. Grace. I'm giving that to the person who's listening to me. Now they're going to become what God created them to be, and I'm helping them. And that's what you're there for. You're to help them become who God created them to be. That's what you're there for. You're to be helper. That's what people are for. They're to help people in this will of God. You're not there just to give them company. You're there to help them. Am I making sense? You're there to help them. And when you do that, wow, life takes on a whole new meaning. It's going to be all right. Hold on. Give me this next one. Chapter 3, verse 1. Remind them to be subject to the rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. You see, that's what I'm doing. I'm reminding us that we need to be a part of this and understand authority. Because remember, he created you in Ephesians 2:10. We've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. For good works. Which God prearranged beforehand that we should walk in them. We're his workmanship. We're his masterpieces. He's created us for good works. We have to understand this if we're going to do the good works he put us on earth here for. And when we understand it, It makes life fulfilled. When we're running from it, we'll be miserable. But when we're in it, life takes on all new meaning. All right, let's read this last verse, and this is going to be our verse. Everybody stand up. This is going to be our verse for today. And then we'll speak the vision. All right, remind them, say that with me, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. All right, let's look at the vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right, Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for everyone here. Lord, we thank you for this weekend and the whole idea of Memorial Day, and that being that representation of freedom. So, Lord, we pray that those folks that served will be edified and encouraged. And, Lord, we do thank you for their service. And, Lord, we thank you for the freedom that we have in you. And so we trust that you're going to do a work in all of us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Okay, so now I want you to go with me to Revelations 21 and verse 22. Now I'm going to be covering a lot of scripture today, so if you have your pens and papers, write them down. But you know what? Pay attention and don't just try to keep up, because I am giving a lot of scripture today. But this is going to give you a picture of what's going on. And it will help you, I promise. Let's look at this, verse 22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Talking about the new creation, heaven. Okay, this is what we're talking about. Remember, creation, sin, redemption, new creation. All right. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of the Lord illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. and the ethnicity of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. But there shall be no... Oops. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Verse 22. Chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. I can't wait to walk along that river. Clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, all ethnicities, the healing. We all need healing. We've all been hurt in life, all of us, because of sin. Healing. God's healing his people. Now listen. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. There shall be no light there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. The word reign means rule. One day, we're going to rule the new earth, and we're going to rule in heaven. See that? God's people. We're going to rule on earth. There's going to be a new earth and a new heaven. And we're going to reign. We're going to have dominion and reign what we originally were created for. Now, okay. So, the leaves on the tree of life were for the healing of the nations. Why? Because everyone's been hurt. God's intention was for us to be in perfect relationship with Him, with creation, and with each other. But that was broken when sin came in. Sin broke those three relationships with creation, with God, and with people, each other. So, now, remember I told you we all have these deep wounds. We have, some parents have said things to their children. I've heard things that parents have said I could not believe. But then, you know, we all say things. But we have to be aware of what we're saying to our children. Because it hurts. It leaves marks. It hurts them. Rejection. Rejection leaves an infection in people that really can contaminate their view and understanding of who they are and where they're going in life. Verbal abuse, sexual abuse, molestation. And it causes people to always want approval. Always looking for approval. When you've been physically, emotionally abused, it causes you to have a loss of love. See that? The love of God is distorted when those things take place in your life. The leaves of the tree of life are for the nations, all ethnicities. For the worst possible wound there is healing. And it begins now. When you're born again, your name goes in the Lamb's Book of Life. And now look, the healing begins right there. And you are a new creation. You're walking in the new creation already. You've already begun. Isn't that amazing? When you understand that, you want to be around God's people. You want to go where the presence of God is. You want to hear what God has to say. Because that relationship with creation, with God, and with people has been severed. Now it's being restored. Now listen. Give me Revelation 21, verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. No pain. For the former things have passed away. Isn't that amazing? All your pain and suffering that you've gone through, from all wherever you started, is being healed. And whatever you're going through right now, I'm going to tell you something. It's worth it. It's worth it. And if you stay with God, He's going to bring you out of it, and He's going to use you in a mighty way, and there's going to be fulfillment, there's going to be pleasure, there's going to be joy, and there's going to be peace. Now, no matter what you've been through, no matter what has happened, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the past has done. You understand what I'm saying? Murder, whatever, rape, molestation, think of the worst. If that's the past, God is about healing. You hear me? And that's the reality. Those are all manifestations of the sin that took place in the garden. Now listen to me. This is huge. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion. Have reign, have rule. That's what the word dominion means, to rule, to have reign, to have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's creation. We were created to rule creation. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? Now listen. Give me 2:15 real quick. Okay, Genesis 2:15. Now watch this. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Now listen. So his idea was to fill it, to work it, to produce it, to rule it, to subdue it. Creation. See that? Creation. Now, give me Genesis 3:17-19. This is where sin comes in. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Now, we were meant to be totally dependent on God. Totally dependent on God. You see that? We were created for that. Our identity, our worth, our value, our provision, totally was to come from God. Sin came in and broke that. Instead, now, we're trying to draw from God, but now listen, now we try to do it ourselves instead of getting it from God. So now we're trying to get our worth, our value, our acceptance, our identity from ourselves and not from God. We wake up every day hungry for love, acceptance, worth, and identity. Every day we wake up, we're hungry for that. We're looking for that. We want that. We long for that. All of us. Every person in this room, every person on the planet. Instead of the earth being blessed in how God created it, we're going to use it and abuse it. And that's what's taking place. I need what this earth has to fulfill this gaping hole within me. We all have like this vacuum within us that's not being filled. And we try to get it from creation. We try to get it from the earth. Now listen. Now the world, the creation God created for us, becomes a dangerous place because of sin.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.